Hi, Benches. We hope you are doing lovely as usual. A little update on our half is that we recently welcomed a new feline bestie, and that got us thinking about why men hate cats and why cat hatred is so prevalent. And so we decided to look up some historical roots of kitty prejudice and how that ties into sexism. It was really interesting to research and interesting to talk about. And the full episode will be up on our Patreon, patreon.com/bingetopia, where for only $5 a month, you get access to, I think, 7 now bonus episodes, reading lists, live streams, all that good stuff. Yeah, so if you want to support us and get more content, there you go. In the meantime, enjoy the teaser. Love you.
Well, Julia, let me paint a hypothetical for you.
Love.
I want you to imagine a man. Right? We're there.
You gotta be more specific.
We're smelling the Nike socks. Ew. We're in there.
Why would you say that?
In his imagination. Okay, but imagine that you are a man, right? And have ingested all the cultural scripts and things that you need to learn as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm gonna paint a picture of two different partners for you.
Period.
And you tell me which one you would be more likely to choose as a man.
As a straight man.
Correct.
Okay.
The first partner. You come home and the partner is elated to see you. They are so happy. They shower you in love and affection. If you're watching something on TV, they want to watch exactly what you're watching. They want to sit right next to you and they want to be there. Every time you like eat a meal with them, they're so fucking happy to eat the meal. They like are overjoyed and like they follow you everywhere. But if you were to, you know, close your space off, they would be understanding and respectful. They want to go wherever you're going. They want to do whatever you're doing.
They
do not ask anything of you. They think that the light shines out of your ass.
Yeah.
Right? That's one partner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think of another partner.
Mm-hmm.
This partner does not, it needs to warm up to you, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't out of the gate love you. Mm. And you need to sort of build trust with it. Sometimes it's a little moody. Sometimes when you touch it and want to cuddle with it, it doesn't want to cuddle with you and it doesn't want to touch you.
It scratches you.
And if you continue to violate its boundaries, which it states, it will scratch at you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just not in the mood to hang out. Sometimes it'll want to do its own thing. But you know,
It
might follow you into the bathroom but the rewarding part of that, if you care about this relationship with this partner, is that you get more comfortable around them. And if you respect their boundaries, then you get to live in this mutually beneficial relationship with them. Although it does take time and you don't always get everything that you want from them because they are not willing to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Now, think about those two partners and which one is a man more likely to choose to be with?
100% the first partner. 100%
the first one.
And also thinking about that because, surprise, the first partner is a dog. I think that, like, cats are also more independent and, like, they don't depend on you as much. And dogs, like, are so dependent on you. Like, they need you to take them out 3 times a day. Like, mm-hmm. they need you to, like, refill their food and, like, pick up their poop and, like, whatever. And it's, like, that animal is 100% dependent on you. Like, cats would, like, they would like find some food to eat. Like they would like
right and
be
like
crafty. They would find a way to survive without you.
And if you were to die in your apartment, your cat would eat your body.
Apparently, like, dogs would also do that, but
I'm sure that's just an animal survival thing.
Yeah.
But basically the apex of my point is that dogs are subs, right?